It's our continuing coverage of Pella High basketball. This interview powered by Hy-Vee with Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Dutch girls. Pella 54, Pella Christian 33. Coach, thanks for coming up quickly after the ballgame. Certainly appreciate you making accommodations for us. Congratulations on the win. You know, maybe didn't close it out the way you wanted, but your thoughts on an otherwise pretty impressive game.
Yeah, you know, really, really proud of our girls. Two single-digit quarters to hold them to 3-9 in the second and third quarter. You know, we were all probably a little amped up in the first half, and myself included. So really just took a deep breath at halftime, make sure we were playing our basketball, and really took care of business there in the third quarter. So really proud of the girls of their response out of halftime. But like you said, we didn't close it out maybe how we would have liked to, but it's an opportunity to learn and grow. It's an opportunity to figure out ways to win basketball games, and that's what this group's done all year. So really proud of them in that regard.
Okay, so that's interesting to me because you played in eight of these. You coached as an assistant, you know, with coaches Core and Schulte, you know, in a bunch of these, and you've been the head coach in a bunch of these, and it still amps you up. Why is that? What is it about this game?
That's a great question. I mean, rivalries are real. You know, you just want it so bad for the girls. It just means so much and to them, and really it's every game, but for some reason it's just this one that gets you going a little bit more. It's the environment, it's the fans, it's the community of Pella. Just really appreciate all their support, all the great things that the community does on nights like this for our student athletes.
Well, if there were the jitters early, Jenna Altman was the calming force in the first quarter, had 10 points. How big was her performance just kind of getting you out of the blocks?
Yeah, you know, Jenna had a great game, and we're a team that different players are going to step up each night. And I thought Katie Sheckle had a great game against Oski. You know, she only had 2 points tonight, but Jenna was right there to kind of fill that bucket. Extremely efficient from the field and a great rebounder for us. So our girls continue to figure out who kind of has the hot hand, who's playing well, and make sure that they know that they can step up in any game. And at any moment, it's going to be their opportunity.
And we talked quite a bit about that in the pregame and throughout the game. I thought the story of this game would be your depth. And PC's got some injuries and some things that they're working through. And it's the scoring doesn't always tell the tale, but you had 10 different players score. They only had 4 players score tonight. It felt like this is one where you just kind of wore them down with your depth.
Yeah, you know, our depth is huge. Being able to play any of our 13 girls and for 10 of them to score tonight says a lot about them. They trust their teammates in different opportunities. We trust anybody to take shots no matter where it is on the court. Maybe not quite to the volleyball line, but maybe someday. So again, just being able to have that depth and use our press to create some easy shots and create some frustration was a key factor for tonight.
We're visiting with Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team. Dutch 54, Pella Christian 33. Had a couple of games now coming out of the holiday break. How do you feel like you're settling in and kind of picking up where you wanted to here in 2025?
Yeah, you know, especially when you're in the Little Hawkeye Conference and you go to Oski, go to PC, two gyms that are pretty challenging to play in is what I would say. So being able to find ways to win, extremely proud of the girls. A couple things offensively that we want to clean up. Our turnover number's too high. You know, we had 29 and then it looks like 18 or so tonight. So just continuing to find ways to clean that up is going to be extremely important as we move forward in our schedule and throughout our season. You know, if we can continue to get that number down, it's just going to be more opportunities to get shots and shots lead to points.
It felt like there were times tonight, and I know you said Tuesday there were some careless turnovers against Oski. You like to play fast. It felt like there were times maybe playing too fast and that led to some turnovers. Is that something you're working on, of finding that balance between, again, fast and too fast?
Yeah, you know, we used to say we wanted to play fast, and we do, but it's playing with pace and being under control. We're okay with aggressive turnovers. It's kind of the sloppy, careless, unforced ones that we really need to clean up. You know, when I took over the program, we knew we were going to have a couple more turnovers when we play as fast as we do. So like I said, we'll live with a few of those, but at the same time, valuing the basketball is extremely important.
All right, we've got Indianola coming up on Tuesday after a weekend off, and continue this meat grinder of the Little Hawkeye Conference schedule. What do you think about heading to Indianola?
Yeah, I think they return a number of their girls. You know, they've been kind of up and down this season, but their Coach Jansen does a really good job over there of getting his girls prepared. He always has a great game plan. So just looking forward to that opportunity. They'll probably play zone on us. That's what they did last year and have been kind of showing on film this year. So continuing to value the basketball in the half court against a zone, making sure we're putting our players in good position.
They did hang tough with DCG for the first half tonight, but we just got a final score, DCG 55, Indianola 31. So we'll see you on Tuesday night. Thanks for your time, Coach. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Trevor. Thank you.
That's Blaine Forsyth, head coach of the Pella High girls basketball team. Our final score here on Friday night, Pella 54 and Pella Christian 33.